Hello and welcome to Press TV News Analysis. I'm Kaveh Tahvayi. Nearly 1,200 dead and 4,400 wounded, mostly civilians. The number displaced, about 974,000, with 125,000 houses to have been destroyed or damaged. Yet the UN Security Council, at the time, failed to take adequate action against Israel. No, this is not the facts on Israel's war in Gaza, but Israel's assault on Lebanon in summer 2006. 4 years since the passing of the war. The devastation Israel caused Lebanon is overshadowed by what Hezbollah and his fighters achieved, stopping the once invincible Israeli army. Israel had failed in its objectives, with Hezbollah to have emerged from the conflict victorious and stronger than ever before. As the UN Security Council Resolution 1701 emerged to end the war, those terms have been violated by Israel many times, such as by the violation of Lebanese airspace. The future is ever more uncertain as Israel has continued with its threats of war. Well, we're going to discuss this more with our guests. Joining us from Beirut, we have Ibrahim Moussaoui, who's a Hezbollah media spokesperson. Also from Damascus, Palestinian Journalists and Writers Union, Tahsin Al-Halabi, joins us. Gentlemen, thank you both for joining us in this Press TV News Analysis. Let me first go to Ibrahim Moussaoui. Ibrahim Moussaoui, how did Israel, deemed to have one of the strongest militaries, get defeated by Hezbollah and his fighters?
Well, actually, after the 4 years that has passed on this divine victory that has been achieved by Hezbollah, we can simply say it's the will, it's the determination, and it's the faith, the unwavering and the unswerving faith in God, and the capability of people to steadfast and to deal very heavy blows against the occupation and to win indeed and to give a very important example for the victories that people can do when they are attacked, when they are under occupation. The determination, the resolve and the faith are very important three factors that have never been to the Israeli side when it comes to the war of 2006. And I believe this is simply the reasons why Hezbollah has been able to achieve this victory. Of course, we can mention many other things. It's the Lebanese people support to Hezbollah, and it's this kind of synonymity between Hezbollah and the Lebanese army as well. These are very important issues that have been able to give Hezbollah the upper hand in this war.
It gave Hezbollah the upper hand, as you just mentioned, Tahsin Al-Halabi. Let's look at Israel's side. What then was achieved by Israel from this war?
I think, according to the results of the war, Israel could not achieve the targets that they decided to launch this war or to get from such war against the resistance in Lebanon. First of all, on the political level or on the military level, because Israeli targets were defeated on the battlefield of South Lebanon. It was the first war that Israel launched against the resistance in a special situation in Lebanon, which was following 2005, is not that strong one with comparing with the 80s or the 90s when Hezbollah was making its resistance with the presence of the Syrian forces and all other Palestinian factions in the territory of Lebanon. It was a war that Israel launched in order to get all the targets, but in the final days of the resistance, after 33 days of such a war, Israel, for the first time, was obliged to accept in fact the ceasefire with Hezbollah without achieving even not only all the targets but even the as they said to get back the soldiers that were captured by Hezbollah resistance.
Ibrahim Moussaoui, let's look at this in a larger scheme in terms of how Hezbollah actually exerted a serious impediment to Israeli expansionism. If you can expand on that point for us.
It's very important here to highlight so many issues that are very important for all the people to understand. The Israelis have always launched their wars on other people's land. Palestine is an occupied territory and it's not the Israelis' land, but at least they suppose that this is their land. So they have always had this kind of doctrine, military doctrine, that they have to go into a fast war. They have to end it in a very short period of time, and they have to go to the war on other people's lands. What happened in the 2006 war is that not only the Israeli enterprises and the Israeli projects and the Israeli plots have been defeated, but also the Israeli military doctrine that has been built for so many years has come into collapse. Because for 33 days, Hezbollah continued to be able to target the Israeli positions and to the Israeli military bases inside occupied Palestine, all over the Palestinian territories per se. And more than that, the Israelis promised that they are going to win this war in a very short period of time, and they were not able to do it. For 33 days, Hezbollah continued to fight and continue with the same capabilities in a very steady way, and this has not been precedented before. This has dealt a very devastating blow to the Israeli plots, to the expansionism of the Israelis. Now the Israelis do not put themselves in a position to occupy more territories. They know very well in real politics and in real military, if you want, that they are trying to take chunks of lands that they cannot digest and that they cannot take. I believe the Israelis have come to a point where they believe they have to take and make Israel as so-called the great Israel rather than big Israel. When it comes to this, we're talking about the moral, we're talking about the military, we're talking about the economic level, and not on the piece of territories that they can occupy or that they can take. It's very important to highlight here that all the Israeli militaries, all the Israeli might, all the Israeli capabilities did not prove to be able that the Israelis can take more lands from the Arabs and from the Muslims. This is a very important turning point where the Israelis have learned a very important lesson. Not the armies, not the classical armies, not the classical troops, but a resistance force has been able to deal a blow, a very devastating blow, to one of the most invincible, so-called invincible armies in this world.